By faith, we understand that the worlds were formed by the Word of God. Victor Oluwadamilari of the Ecclesia Embassy, the Church of the Called Out Ones, brings you the counsel of God in this teaching. Pay attention to these words. Your best days are here.
We make up our mind to agree with whatever you have ordained concerning our lives. We virtually don't know what lies ahead. But we are persuaded that by divine predestination of your foretold desire and design for our destiny, we know that glory lies ahead. Therefore, this day, this choice has become a decision. That for the rest of our days, we live for you. Just as this great Levite sang, we take up our cross and daily follow you. There's a cross for every destiny that must be fulfilled. We're not ashamed. We're ready to go all the way. Jesus, just as we have come. We lift up our hands to you, Jesus. And all we're asking is that you take the total affair of our lives. You take the total affair of our lives. We cannot see and experience this future outside you. Not just us as adults, even these little children you've given to us. They keep following us to church. But just as my story was, they don't even know that destiny is so glorious. But we stand here this night only to ask that you take over everything. This is the dispensation. We are not of them that beg you for anything or ask you to do anything for them. But we are of them that submit to the totality of your counsel and your preordinate agenda. That only your will be done over our lives. We long for every of you, all of you, until our lives becomes a full reflection of what had been written in the volume of the books. We long for you, Jesus. We long for you. You make my life so beautiful. And as you are, you have made me here on earth. There's nothing greater than this. That's why I love you forevermore. You make my life so beautiful. And as you are, you have made me here on earth. There's nothing greater than this. That's why I love you. Yes, I do. Forevermore. Somebody, I want more of you. Say,
I want more of you.
I want more.
God,
Jesus,
Jesus.
can know you enough. Oh, Jesus. I one more time. I want more. Instruments of worship. Look up. There will never be a day. Never. And I'm concerned about all men of God. There will never be a day that you'll get in your life that you've gotten all of God. I'm concerned about you because this was what I saw consistently. And one of the reasons why God pulled me out. You've gotten to a point whereby you are satisfied. And that's why I will start dislodging all of you in front. You've got to a point whereby you are satisfied. Because suddenly they mistakenly called you man of God. And I'm not talking about them. I'm talking about all of us. What a nonsense. I want more of you. Huh? I want more of you. Can you see? I want more of you. And this is your cup. I want more of you. Huh? That is, forget it, Lord. You don't need to pour. Don't waste your time. Do you know who my God is? He's not a waster. I want more of you. And meanwhile, you are dissipating spiritual energy every time. Stupid counsels. You counsel. Energy has gone. You pray for someone. Energy has gone. You preach like lead brother for 3 hours. Energy has gone. And then, you are now worshipping. You think it's the place of prayer that you'll be restored. It's a place of worship. That's your strongest, that's your strongest source of refreshing and renewal and revitalization. I want more of you. I want more of you. I want more of you. You better, sir, you see, let me tell, sir, for me, look at me, sir, look at me. Mark today, today's what, sir? 29th of September. There will never be a season in my life I will drop an ounce of spiritual energy. It's not possible. Come back next year and come and check me again. It will show in my dressing, in my look, in my word. It will show in my expression. Wait for tomorrow's night. Power will fall, fear will catch you. Because I'm conscious of my life with God. I don't get to a point whereby I get used to God. I want more of you. It's a national anthem now. Daily follow you. These Levites are good though. But this song is very simple now. And then, you know, by the time this great man of God started that song, I had to go on my knees. You have to show me the way. Show me the way. Show me. I don't want to miss it. I'm not telling you what people say. Show me the way. Show me the way. Show me. Show me. Show me. Because I can actually start and have derailed long time ago. Are you getting me, my baby? Do you understand? I can actually start and have derailed. So it's not just about me. It's about the children born and the children unborn and the spiritual generation and your own grandchildren that you give to me. So show me the way. I don't want to assume that I'm above correction. But I will only listen to God, not man. I would die for God's instruction, not any man, not any principle nonsense. I want more of you. The more I know you, the more I want you. And then your eyes are open as if you are the one watching over God. The more I want to know you, and then your hands are even folded and they are pocketed. Sir, don't worry, sir. Time will tell, sir. Time will tell. Then shall we know if we follow on to know the Lord. It's one of my best scriptures in life. Then shall we know if we follow on to know the Lord. Then, very soon, we will know who is right or wrong. We will know who was hungry. We will know who was set apart. We will know who was positioning aright. We will know who was desperate. We will know who is getting it right or wrong. We will know who has aligned or derailed. Then shall we know. You forgot the tangent in mathematics. Hey, engineer Shay, pastor, you forgot it. You understand? And then you pick two parallel points. I get what I'm trying to say. And then if one derails, you don't know, sir. Do you know when you know? At the end. Because they may start equally on the same path. One small derail, you won't know, sir. Then by then you draw the tangent. You just discover that at the end, shege, go. Meanwhile, he's going to this keyboard. Friends, it's not enough that we've started the journey with Christ. Have you truly, truly continued? If truly that you understand scripture, is it stop quoting those scriptures because you want to make money or you want to progress or you want to prosper? The path of the just as a shining light. It starts with your spiritual growth. How can you tell me that your last year spiritually was more fervent, was filled with more fervor and with more sagacity and with more strength? And this year, something must have gone wrong. You mingled with bats. Meanwhile, you are an eagle. You started eating dead food. Meanwhile, you are a lion that must eat fresh kills. So suddenly, the characters and the life that was not significant with you, that was not noted with you, suddenly you find it dropped into your life. And then you come into a conference like this. I want more of you. Because you think that it is the word that will change you. No, sir. Hear me, sir. One of the things, you see, you think that we just want to sing. Sir, I understand. If I don't set an atmosphere for him, my message will just be motivational speaking. So singing and God using this great instrument of worship and this awesome, beautiful people, Levites, it's not fun for me. Is real, is strong, and then coming up here and stirring up because understand, sir, where is my life and your life outside Christ? Let me show you a scripture. You want to get anything with God? I'll show you. Matthew chapter 8, carry your Bible. 18, Matthew chapter 18, carry your Bible. I want to show you the key to receiving anything in the kingdom. The more I know you, it's the more I want to know you, Baba. Jesus, more of you. The more I follow you, it's the more I want to follow you, my God. More of you. Matthew chapter 18, from verse 1 to verse 4. At the same time came the disciples unto Jesus saying, who is the greatest in the kingdom of God? What a question. Because it's very important. Because you've been talking about kingdom. Okay, now, there must be ranks there. So tell us, who is the greatest? Is it men of God? Is it apostles and bishops? Anointed? Speaking in tongues, Gio's wife. Who is the greatest in this kingdom that you came to present to us? Verse 2. And Jesus called a little child. Nobody talks, nobody relates, nobody interprets, nobody illustrates like Jesus. Jesus came. Hey, the little baby, come. And set him in the midst of them. And see what Jesus said. Verily, I say unto you, except you be what? Converted and become as little children, you shall not enter. There's an entry. You shall not experience these things. Go on, verse 4. Whosoever therefore shall humble himself as this little child, the same is the greatest. I'll just give you just one line because there's 7 points I can give you on this.
Who is the greatest? He brought a child. Who is a child? A child is a child. Mind free. Heart free. No grudges. No bitterness. Humble to the core. That's why he can play with sand and still use that hand to eat rice. That's why when a child is scolded, he will still get back to the father. But when an adult is scolded, except you be converted, change this your mindset and come to a point whereby when you come to me, you are a child. I'm still your father. So there's a place of kneeling down. There's a place of lying flat. There's a place of just keeping quiet and look, just measuring your, for the past 1 year of your life, your stupidity. And say, oh, Motigbe, what a nonsense life. There's a place of admitting, Lord, I've fumbled. So I want more then. He said, hey, stop looking for the kingdom. He said, the kingdom of God is within you. That is when that scripture becomes fulfilled. Luke chapter 17 and verse 21. He said, they will tell you, hey, the kingdom of God is here and there. Say, shut, don't go, don't try it. The kingdom of God is within you. As you keep growing, remember an influencer, your greatest desire, and Norbert, man of God, is that you grow until your first name becomes your only name. That should be your greatest desire. You don't need anybody to call you man of God. Norbert, Victor, in fact, to slang it, LB, Alpha. That's your greatest desire. But we're a generation whereby Econo. No, you can imagine, without insulting anybody, I can imagine if there were bishops, apostles, prophets here. Are you aware, sir? In the heat of worship, they will sit down. And that is what many of you are following already. They have not even ordained you. Started following the same footstep. Are you aware, sir? Have you noticed? Sir, it's not a sign of humility. It's a sign of stupidity. It doesn't show any respect to God. And that is, those are the people we are watching. And as children of God, we have started following their footstep. Huh? I ask myself, if truly Jesus is real and you see him, will you sit down? I can't blame you because you have not seen him. That's why you talk anyhow, you take wrong steps, you insult, you speak against the altar. That's why you make harsh decisions over your life because you've not seen him. What a song. You guys are too much. You get what I'm trying to say? I just bless God for your life. I remember it's from your mouth. I heard the song, I see Jesus seated on the throne. I pay homage to the Lamb of God. I see who? Jesus. Seated where? On the throne. I see who, sir? Jesus. See, I pay homage. I have to pay homage. But we're a generation. I see Jesus seated on the throne. Hi, how you doing? I can't pay homage, yo. You know, Christ in me, we are equal now. You know, we're going to start the mystery of what now? Distraction today. But I'm going to show you something. I got this last night. So, the closest thing to me was this. This one, who has only 4 numbers, and it will be forever. So, even my brother does not have it. So you can imagine my brother does not have. There's no prayer you pray that you'll be here. So I had to type it. The closest is to type. That was the closest. Now hear this. So I heard Joel chapter 2, verse 28, NLT. I didn't read it all. But me, I'm a mumu. I just hear. I just go. And then. But don't show it yet, sir. You will be set to show it. Huh? Joel chapter 2, 28. You see, they are looking at me. He said, I'm going to write. They won't write. They'll be looking at me. After they will now be wondering, is this the magic? How can it be magic? Joel chapter 2, 28, NLT. I heard. Because I told you that's a grace for us. Rema word at any time. And he said, there's a price to pay to obtain anything in the kingdom. There's a price to pay
to obtain anything in the kingdom. He said, whatever you are seeking for, seek first the price attached to it. Whatever you are seeking for, seek first, Julie, the price attached to it. So there is a price attached to anything that you are seeking for. Let me continue, beloved. He said there are prices attached to everything. And he asked me, are you ready to pay the price for the things you seek for? Said Jesus was the price for salvation. True or false? God wanted salvation. What did he do? He killed Jesus. Price to pay. Do you understand, sir? Hey, it's not that I'm looking for what to say. He's the one that tells me what to say. He said, so there's a price to everything in the kingdom. Seek the price first, and you will obtain it. So, the first part of Joel chapter 2, verse 28. So, Joel chapter 2, verse 28, NLT A part. Read. Show me, sir. Thank you. See, sir. Under God, whose altar I am not permitted to lie or hide my words. Then, after doing all those things, what will I do? I will pour out my spirit. Otan, that's what he told me. Aji, away. I will do what, sir? Pour. After doing all those things, then I will pour out. Uncle Patrick, senior man in ministry. So, if I don't do it, I can't experience it. Beloved, there is a price to pay. It's a kingdom takeover generation mandate. There is a price to pay. After this night is the... So, two more sessions. This is not the time to drop any hint of desperation and thirst. Remember, I don't give you information. I only answer to your thirst. Change my heart, oh God. Make it ever true. Change my heart, oh God. I want to be more like a child. May I be like you. Change my heart, oh God. Make it ever true. Change my heart, oh God. May I be like you. You are the potter. I am the clay. Mold me and make me. This is what I pray. Change my heart, oh God. Make it ever true. Hey. Change my heart, oh God. May I be like you, like you. I want to know your words.
to touch your grace so I can live your days. I want to see you. I want to see you. Oh, I want to see your birth. I want to know your way. I want to touch your grace so I can live your days. I want to see you, see you, see you, see you, see you. I want to see you. My heart longs for realms of the spirit. Fool, back on it. Me. He's calling 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 me. Shilabaha. Shilabosa. Shilabano. Shibayaha. Elabaha, sir. Shilabarebarebara. There's a cry in my heart that my words cannot express. There's a yearning in my spirit that I cannot communicate. Spirit, hear the voice of my heart. Pray to the Father.
is a cry in my heart that my words cannot express. Yearning of the Spirit beckoning on me. That is the communication of my spirit. Pray to the Father. 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 Hey, hey, hey. Estará lá na Deus. É precocia. Estira a mão. Estira a mão. There's a place in the waters, deep in the waters, that my heart, only my heart, can cry out. There are realms of the Spirit reckoning on me. Spirit, hear the voice of my heart. Pray to the Father. Spirit, pray. Speak in tongues. Pray to the Father. Hey! Hey! Spirit, take control! Spirit, take control! My spirit is renewed. My spirit is renewed. My spirit is renewed. My spirit is renewed. Renew me, Lord. Renew me, Lord. Renew me, Lord. Hey. Renew me, Lord. Renew me, Lord. Renew me, Lord. Hey. Refresh me, Lord. 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 Hey, hey, oh, more of you, Lord, more of you, Lord, more of you, Lord, more of you, more of you, more of you. There's a price to pay for anything you want to get. Know the price and get the prize. Know the demand and get the supply. Spirit of Christ. Spirit of Christ.
Said they that wait renews their strength. Be quiet, everyone, right now. As we wait on the Lord. Scriptures cannot lie, said when we wait, we renew our strength. We gain speed. The storm comes, said we interlock our wings and grow above the storm. We run and not be weary. We walk and not faint. Lord, we wait on you. You may be seated. We will run and not go weary. We will walk and will not faint. For the Lord will go before us, and His joy will be our strength. Mounting up with wings as eagles, as a spirit starts to stir. When we come into His presence, as we wait upon the Lord.
We come into His presence.
Night in Ezekiel chapter 3 from verse 1, heat the word. Eat all. Revelation chapter 10, verse 9 and 10. Eat the word, for this is the voice for the nations for you. We are ready, Lord. Speak to us again in clear terms. Thank you, Master. In Jesus' name. Speak in tongues, everybody, everywhere right now. In the name of Jesus. In tongues we speak. In tongues we speak. In tongues we speak. That's our mystery. In tongues we speak. That's our mystery. Thank you, Lord. 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 Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. 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 Thank you, Jesus. Glory to your name. Glory to your name. Glory to your name. Hallelujah. Glory to your name. Glory to your name. Glory to your name. Thank you, Master. I just saw Kenneth again just now. And he was just talking to me about the camp. So I'll call for some people. We take them to a camp alone. It's not Gilgal, it's not Wap. Just take them to a camp alone. And I'll visit you there. Please write it down for me, please. And check the time. Write it down and check the time for me. Confirm. 7:10. The mystery of distractions. Alright, fasten your seatbelt, brother. We're about to fly again, sister. On this fifth, on the series of mysteries. Well, welcome tonight. God be with you and bless you. Whoo, glory to God. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you. Thank you, Lord. I promise you. Yeah, thank you. Thank you. Thank you, Master. All right. You know, it's very, very important for us not to discard some certain scriptures. As the days comes closer and the years become shortened for our existence on the earth, and the day of the Lord's second coming draws near, it becomes very expedient that we do not forget some scriptures. Because truly these are the end times. It's becoming more real, more visible. I was talking to just before service, and I said, this God, see God, he said this, he said that. So it came to pass. So who will I believe? God or man? Who will I believe? Circumstance or man? So it becomes very clear that the word of God will be fulfilled with our eyes open. I want to show you one very salient one that is most potent to our Christian existence, that were probably discarded and not looked at it, but we have become a total victim of such. It has eaten so deep that even in the church it's operating, even as I'm talking. Second Corinthians chapter 2, verse 11. It says, lest Satan should get advantage, take advantage of us. We are not ignorant of his schemings, of his wiles, of his trickeries, of his subtleties, of his deceptions. He plays tricks. He plays gimmicks. He plays games on us. These are his strong weapons. They look nice outside. They look normal outside. It's a social thing. But hey, it's eating deep into the fabric of our Christian faith. And our Christian strength are being sapped off. Suddenly, them that could speak in tongues before cannot speak in tongues because they've been entangled. Them that could stand before God without wavering, now they can't stand. Them that could look unto God alone without begging any man, now they beg and look for alternative. Them that said, God said, now they are not sure that God said. Them that said, God called them into, now they are not sure God called them into. Them that said, God told them, now they are not saying again, God told them. In fact, they now had another word, that even if God told you, use your head. That's what Paul admonished in Ephesians chapter 4 and verse 27. Neither give place to the devil. Don't allow him. Is he messy? He said, don't give him foothold. Don't allow him. Don't give him space. Don't give him, thank you, sir. Great job. Don't give him foothold in your life. Don't allow him. Don't give the devil that kind of foothold. Don't allow the devil. You know, Paul, as we saw in the morning, was a man that was a custodian of mysteries. And when he speaks, I mean, beloved, till now, we've not been able to decipher totally the communications of Paul. How much more in the days of old? That when he speaks, he brings light into view. He speaks and he takes a man of a spiritual intelligence to be able to disseminate and dislodge the intent of his oratory prowess. So you begin to see Paul speaking above a generation. You'll agree with me, Kende, that the letters of Paul to the Corinthians, to the Colossians, to the Thessalonica church, to the Galatian church, they themselves did not understand. Even you've still not gotten it. But sir, Paul has spoken ahead. Paul one day called Timothy, his first fruit of discipleship and followership. Team boy, your journey as a boy of God, as a son in ministry, and as a servant of the Most High, is as unto a soldier who must understand the intricacies of what lies ahead, that he must not get himself entangled with civilian affairs. He must not get himself caught up in the web of the end time. For brevity, Paul now said, give me passion. Thank you. Paul said, for every soldier called to active duty, because Paul was bringing us into the light. And if you check scriptures, there are two dimensions of profession, or three dimensions precisely, of profession that Paul and even Jesus talked about. One, athlete. Two, farmer. Three, soldier. But of all of them, the military one is the most precise. Because your description in this end time is end time army. It's a machination. Marshals have been raised. Battalions have been raised. So Paul's communication becomes very clear. For every soldier called to active duty must divorce himself from the distractions of this world so that he may fully satisfy the one who chose him. Uncle Smart, must what, sir? Divorce. What a strong word. He must do what, sir? Divorce. From the distractions of this world. Friends, the devil is going to go full length with the power of distraction in this end time. I speak as a prophet of the Most High. To be so terrible. I will show you some salient things we'll check together today with strong statistics as the Spirit led me to discover on the web. Before I define, let me tell you why distraction. I don't know why it turned it around. Before I'll give you the reason. I'll give you why, then I'll tell you the reason. Let me tell you why distraction before we look at what is distraction. Because that why will make the definition of distraction sweeter and easier. Are you getting me, uncle? Number one. God said to me, distraction has a purpose. That's number one. It has a purpose. And the purpose is to distract you from his purpose, God's purpose for your life. The purpose for distraction is to distract you from God's purpose for your life. Making you to do what you are not supposed to do, thereby failing to do what you ought to do. Come on, you could see your hand here about us. Making you to do what you are not supposed to do, thereby distracting you, causing you to fail in doing what you ought to do. Luke chapter 10 verse 4, passion. You won't need to take anything with you. Jesus gathered the 70 and sent them two by two, the same way he has sent you to your generation. Trust in God alone, man of God, woman of God, trust in God alone and don't get distracted from my purpose by anyone who might meet you along the way. Huh? Hey, you know what? Who's up? That was not an instruction any longer. That was a prophecy. I'm sending you, there will be distractions. They are going to come along your way. Don't be distracted, because the idea is to derail you from your path of purpose. I bless God because he knows I'm a child. I'm on my 8th vision book for Ecclesia alone. On the first one, the 5th day of September 2016, as he said, separate yourself for 7 days. On the 5th day, he said there will be every distraction from the closest people to you. Closer than everything to you. So be ready. Jesus has prophesied already. If I'm sending you, there will be distraction. They're going to be along your way to ensure that purpose is dropped. So it's left to you. So if you are now distracted, it's your business. Because I told you, it's not an instruction, it's a prophecy. You don't understand. Else, they've not started going. He's already told them, hear prophecy. Destruction is coming. As you go, people will be there along your path. Don't listen to them. Just be going.
Number two. Why distraction? He said it's a ploy. It's a what, sir? A ploy. See. To derail from the path God has ordained for you. It's a decoy. A detour. A default. A derailment. A deterrent. All the D's. Decoy, detour, default, derailment, deterrent. The first reason for distraction is to get you off God's purpose for your life. The second is to take you off the path that He has prepared for you. Proverbs chapter 4 and verse 25. Let thy eyes look right on, and let thy eyelids look straight before thee. Message translation of that scripture. Sir, keep your eyes straight ahead. Ignore all side show distractions. Side show distractions. Eyes ahead. Don't bother. Eyes ahead. They will call you. They will say something to say, you want to react. Shh. Eyes ahead. They will do terrible things against you. Eyes ahead. Even those that you spoke the word of God to and bless their family and wish them well. Eyes ahead. They are sideshows. Oh, they need sideshow because you have to be a show ahead. So what are you going to do with distraction? Passion it for me. Thank you, sir. Set your gaze on the path before you with fixed purpose, looking straight ahead. Ignore life's distractions. Because there will be life's distraction. Every destiny has a distraction. Is that to you, Fred? Now they are distracted. Who sent you? Who cares? It's the devil. It's not the devil. I'm bringing you to a mystery. I will turn you loose. Place your right hand on your head. No, sir. No. Place it. Place it. Go. Because sleep is a dangerous, demonic distraction. Not sit down in church and be sleeping like a monkey. Destiny is being said and you're sleeping. Are you sick? Speak in tongues, everybody. Shigabaya, Shana Monster. Lande de Bahasad. Lande Baladio Suria. Inamaheko Siyabas. Suribas. Nente Namas. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' name. Number three. Why? Destruction. He said it's a pain. You know, even as you begin running the journey of life, there will always be some pains. I've told you again and again, and I've stopped quoting those scriptures. Jesus never promised you a pain-free path of life. He never promised you a sorrow-free path of life. Jesus never promised you an hazard-free path of life. He only told you, be of good cheer, I have overcome for you. And I showed you in the mystery of predestination yesterday, Jesus never told you that there will not be evil. In fact, He told you ahead that there will be evil, but the evil will not overcome you if you stay undistracted. There will be pain, but understand, the pain of regret is much more painful than the pain of distraction. Because what will happen is this. If you stay on track and not be distracted, you will actually be pained. I know you are not catching me. You will actually be, if you stay on track and not be distracted, you will actually be pained. The devil is actually planting a decoy to ensure that you follow the distraction and then you have some relief. The pain of distraction is a relief, it's not a fulfillment. Write it down. I've just dropped a rhema that will give you 2 years to brood over. The pain of distraction. So desiring that, no, Lord, I don't want pain. You're wasting your time. It will not culminate into fulfillment. When you look at the template of Jesus Christ, the template of the destiny of Jesus Christ, ladies and gentlemen, there was suffering. Template of the destiny of Abraham, suffering. Template of the destiny of Moses, suffering. Template of the destiny of David, suffering. Template of the destiny of Daniel, suffering. Template of the destiny of Nehemiah, Esther. Which one is your own? If you don't experience the pain of distraction, hear me, sir. You know, you have a relief, you will never be fulfilled. It brings pain. I remember beginning of last year, I was speaking in tongues, in tears, because I don't even know what I was praying for, because there's no prayer point for me. There's only tongues point. Just speaking in tongues and tears. And I heard loud, consistent, until I had to write it. Victor must not be distracted. Victor must not be depressed. Victor must not be distracted. Victor must not be depressed. Victor must not be distracted. Of course, trust. That cry had to increase to the next level. So that's what I was speaking in tongues over. I must not be distracted. I must not be depressed. Because understand, the reason for distraction is because the devil knows that there's something like that lies ahead. If you see the devil ask him, he does not play around people that are not going anywhere. He's bringing distraction because he knows that almost this guy will hit it. So the greater the glory, the greater the distraction. So you see, the greatest privilege you can have is to know what to know. So you will glide over life and nobody will know anything that is happening. You just have so much strength in your spirit. So much ability in your spirit. Number four, why distraction? For the joy and honor that lies ahead of you. Wow. Because if there will be no joy or honor, there will be no distraction. You will never be distracted. The devil knows there's a joy and an honor. Hebrews chapter 12 and verse 2. If you want to enjoy the Message translation, keep your eyes on Jesus. Who both began and finished his race. Study how he did it. Because he never lost sight of where he was headed. That exhilarating finish in and with God, he could put up with anything along the way. He could put up with how many things? Anything. He never lost sight of where he was going to. So he was ready to put up with anything. Cross, shame, name it, whatever. And now, he's there in the place of honor. King James said, look on Jesus, the author and the finisher of faith, who for the joy that was set before him. There's a joy and a honor that lies ahead of you. So all that the devil does is to bring you into so much distractions. Do you understand where the word distract comes? It comes from track. Distract. Leave the track. So if there's no track, there will be no distraction. So if you are suffering distraction, the good news is this, there's a glory. Number five. Why distraction? To destroy you. To destroy you. Because the devil knows that he can't get you until he distracts you. He can't get you. It's like a child. It's like a bait. A child is saying, no, don't carry me. Don't carry me. Don't carry me. Don't carry me. Just dangle biscuit in front of the child. What will happen? Huh? What will happen, sir? No, he won't say, please carry me. Sir, just dangle the biscuit. He will stretch forth his hand for the biscuit. He won't know where he released the second one. In fact, before you carry him, he's seated before, he will have jumped up. Second Timothy chapter 2 from verse 3. Let's try a message. So understand though, the ultimate of destruction is to destroy you in this number 4. In this number 5. That's all. You get destroyed. Totally. There will be no trace. I keep telling you, sir. You know, when I keep telling you that it was 77 before I became 78, I know the gravity of it. Because this assignment is too heavy. So 77 crashed with it. So I'm ready to go full blast. Which statement? They will not take me off on what basis? When you know the glory that lies ahead of you, my brother. Let's read that scripture. Look at this. We'll get to verse 7. When the going gets rough, take it on the chin with the rest of us, the way Jesus did. A soldier on duty doesn't get caught up in making deals at the marketplace. Do you understand? He concentrates on carrying out orders. An athlete who refuses to play by the rules will never get anywhere. It's the diligent farmer who gets the produce. Think over it, oh. God will make it all plain. The reason for destruction is to destroy you. Ask Lot's wife when you see her. Genesis chapter 19. The Bible said she was actually destroyed before she was distracted. She had died. Genesis chapter 19. Verse 26. Your translation. Do you have that? Thank you. Look at. But Lot's wife stopped and looked back to see what was happening. So she died. Follow me, sir. And her body later became what? Huh? She had died before she became salt. The ultimate of destruction is to destroy you. Use your head. So immediately you get entangled in destruction. If you are already going for destruction, hard word, strong meat for strong men. You see, what the word of God does is to yeyerize the devil for you. Bring him to a common, as a common factor. And there's nothing special about this. If you really want to come to light, that's what the word of God does. He will just see, he will bring things. He will just, sir, that's what I told you, sir. I don't have devil to bind. You bind. Join my own with your own. Number six. Why distraction? The enemy knows if you are distracted, you will never end well. Huh? Ooh. He knows if you are distracted, brother. He knows if you are distracted, sister. You will never end well. You know what you do? Walk to someone you have never spoken to before. And tell that person, I will end well and I will never be distracted. Someone you have never spoken to before. Look for that person, no matter how far the person is. I will end well. I will never be distracted. I will end well. I will never be distracted. I must end well. I must never be distracted. You may be seated. Luke chapter 9 verse 62. And Jesus said unto him, no man, having put his hand to the plow, and looking back, is fit for the kingdom of God. No man, having put his hand to the plow, and look back, is fit, is not fit for the kingdom. Good news. Jesus said unto him, anyone who starts to plow and then keeps looking back is of no use. Message. Jesus said, shout it, go. No procrastination. Go on. No backward looks. Go on. You can't put God's kingdom off till tomorrow. Seize the day. TLB, sir, if you have. Everybody, read. We'll go. But Jesus told him, anyone who lets himself be distracted from the work I planned for him is not fit. You just think that I just sit down looking for scripture. He gives me scriptures with versions to back it up. Passion! Read. Want to go? Jesus responded, why do you keep looking backward to the past and have second thoughts about following me? When you turn back, you are useless. You won't be useless. He knows that if you get distracted, you will not end well. That's what the enemy knows. You that was raised to be a useful commodity becomes a useless commodity before God. Because suddenly, distraction set in. Knowingly, unknowingly, by default or by design. Number seven, why distraction? For diversion of your glory. Hey, Olua, you will show me your glory. You will show me your glory. Almighty God, you are my God. You will surely show me your glory. Lead me through, Lord Jesus, lead me through. Lead me true, Lord Jesus, lead me true. There's a race that must be run and a victory to be won. Keep me focused every hour to be true. Why destruction?
for the diversion of your glory. Because every destiny and assignment has a glory signature on it. That's why you can't afford to leave the weight, the heavier and weightier matters and begin to chase shadows. When there's distraction, which is what we call derailment or disalignment, there will never be glory. Everything has a glory. And the glory of everything answers in line with the process of the thing. Scripture said there's a glory of the body celestial and the glory of the body terrestrial. And he said, 1 Corinthians chapter 15, verse 40, verse 41. He said, there's the glory of the sun, the glory of the moon, and the glory of the stars, and all different in glory. When the sun stays out of alignment, it loses glory. The sun, which is supposed to fill one time the whole world, 7.2 billion people at once a day at different spheres of time, if it loses alignment, it will shine like a star, which is everywhere. And sir, I've never seen the light of a star to lead anyone. Think. If we come out now, check the sky, there are so many stars. But come out in the day, one sun. Spoken parable again. If you come out of your orbit, you will end up as rubbish. The glory that was prepared for you will become for your shame ultimately. No distraction, no derailment. Alignment is key. Alignment is proper. Servants of God, when you let your ministry align properly in accordance to the template that God gave to you, the glory will show. No demon can stop it. With these 7 points of why destruction, what is destruction? Number one, I'm going to be fast on this, so don't look at me. One, the delusion of your realities to false conformities. The delusion of your realities to false conformities. Falsehood. That's what it means. Number two, what is destruction? The destruction of your dreams gradually. The destruction of your dreams gradually. It will be slowly but surely. Number three, what is destruction? A detour of your path to greatness. Numbers chapter 20, verse 17. He said, we are not going to look left or right. We are going the king's highway. We are not turning left or right. Igbo, we are going through. Numbers chapter 20, verse 17. Numbers chapter 22, verse 26. Deuteronomy chapter 2, verse 27. Numbers 22, 26. Deuteronomy chapter 2, verse 27. Joshua chapter 23 and verse 6. He said, hey, don't turn left, don't turn right. Omo headlong in me. Don't turn left, don't turn right. Joshua chapter 1 verse 7. Hey, I've told you, be strong, be of good courage. Don't turn left, don't turn right. Keep strong ahead of you. I run through those scriptures again. Numbers 20, 17. Numbers 22, 26. Deuteronomy chapter 2, verse 27. Joshua 23, verse 6. And Joshua chapter 1 and verse 7. Proverbs chapter 4 and verse 27. Turn not to the right hand, nor to the left. Don't turn. Don't turn. Don't turn, sir. Don't turn. Don't turn, man. You have passion? Passion this scripture for me. Look up, brethren. Don't allow yourself to be sidetracked for even how many? Or take the detour that leads to where? Don't. That is to say, in a nutshell, never be distracted. Number four.
What is distraction? It is defocus. Distraction is defocus. That is divided focus. Double focus. That leads to blurry vision. That's what the Bible said. When your eye be single, your whole body will be full of light. Matthew chapter 6 and verse 22. It leads to blurry vision. Distraction is defocus. It leads to diversion. Diversion. It leads to division. Division. It leads ultimately to destruction. Destruction. It leads to disaster. Disaster. Number five. What is distraction? It is the derobing of your future. Suddenly, your colorful future, you don't even know, is the derobing. Ah! May you not grow naked. That amen is not good, oh. Did you hear what I said, sir? May you not what, sir? Grow naked. I say it again with every sense of destiny in view. May you never grow naked. You know what the devil does? What distraction does? You don't know. When you have removed, they've removed your wristwatch. They've removed your tie. They've removed your waistcoat. They've removed your suit. Before you know it, you don't know. According to your dressing of life, you're on boxers. And you're still posing. And you're still blowing guy. The derobing of future. So every distraction you entertain derobes you. Because there's a garment meant for you. As you appear before men and women of glory. By the reason of how you have finished your course and you have run your race. There's a glory garment that lies ahead. When you stay on track, and as the years rolls by, in the realm of the spirit, I speak supernatural for those that can understand. In the realm of the spirit, every year, every season of your life, there's a robe that is put on you. There's an extra put on you. What it does is that when you have it on, as you keep progressing, doors that was not openable 2 years ago were open on their accord. Understand? For every season, there are doors that open. It's a journey of life. So you keep journeying, you keep journeying. Before, you could have struggled for that door to open. But because you've entered a phase, there's a glory that you carry. That glory makes doors that you struggled to open 4 years ago to open naturally. But when you get yourself distracted, as you keep journeying, you are being derobed. The glory, which is an aura that you ought to have carried, that will have brought favor, brought grace, brought speed, brought rest, brought financial strength, brought every connection that is required and needed, brought in spiritual intelligence and soundness of health and mental strength and physical good looking, that will have brought it. Suddenly you are eluded of it. So you find yourself as a man of God, many years in ministry, but you look ugly. No color again. It's not the devil. It's a derobing. So you can't explain it. I beg you, because if you miss it, it will tamper with my own assignment. If I miss it, it will affect your own assignment. Don't be distracted. Stay. See, if you can, by all means, stay. Stay so much on track that don't let any devil dictate what must be concerning your tomorrow. This generation is so precious in the sight of God that suddenly the things that we enjoy and we see that should be for our enjoyment, they become objects of mass destruction and mass distraction. What God has preserved to be for our blessing, they become a burden. What God has preserved to be for our blessing, they become a bondage. The danger of the end time. Permit me tonight to go very statistical. And I saw these alarming statistics on the web. Please listen to this. I'm going to be going strong and hard on this. And it's about the phone and the social media. The what? No. Why are you doing that? Your voice is distracted. Say it loud. Tell your neighbor. Tell the other neighbor. How many of us have phones? I like that response. Hallelujah, Goni. It was said that you check your smartphone 81,000 times a year. That is once in every 1.3 minutes of your life. He said, in a 30-minute message like this, of course it's more than 30 minutes, so you can begin to calculate, you will attempt to check your cell phone 12 times before the message ends. I'm already troubling someone. Scripture said, resist the devil and flee. No, this one is resist temptation. He said, an average person spends 5 hours a day on the social media. That is calculated 5 years, 4 months of your life on social media. And it's growing stronger. Many people would rather be hungry than not to have data. True or false? He said, 54% of people check their phone within a minute of waking up, including men of God. Within a minute of waking up, Seventy-one percent of people sleeps with their cell phone next to them. Someone say, "I am." It's true. You are. In fact, some people are so careless that they even make it like a pillow, and they don't know the cells are damaging your brain cells. The ultraviolet rays and all the neurons and energy in it are damaging your system. Some careless people, they put it, because it's the normal thing, the right-hand person, they put it here. They think they are safe. Where is this, your heart? What is happening? You are actually killing the cells in your heart. I'm a physiological, medical person. Now say you have heart problem. They said, 73% of people check social media feeds before entering into any spiritual activity in their lives every day. True, man. They check. In fact, before Sammy starts, that's the last thing they must check. There's someone smiling at me now. I remember one time, service was one person was checking phone, because the person I was leading at that time is a stupid man, the same way. Service will be on, they'll be checking phone. And because he can speak in tongues and quote children's church scriptures. You know, is it, we're a generation of bamboozlement. And that's why I say any dummy can preach. So immediately someone says, but meanwhile, he doesn't have any spiritual strength, no spiritual level. Carelessness. We're having a meeting one time in the workforce, and someone said, I don't even understand. I've lived with him. He doesn't pray. He doesn't read Bible. But when he talks, there's anointing. You're stupid. Chapter 1 verse, what is that? It's a grace that came upon him. But there's grace. The Bible says grace to grace. Heaped upon grace. I have to correct that person sharply. Stop that nonsense. So because that becomes a standard for you. That since this man always manifests. And he doesn't, I've stayed with him. He doesn't pray. He doesn't do anything. He's always, even 3 a.m. He's on Skype. 3 a.m. And I see him just, what is wrong with you? You know it, sir. But you pray in the morning, you're checking your phone. Don't you think you will surely be depressed? By the time one news comes in, you can't pray well. You now say it's the devil. What devil? It's a weapon of mass destruction. Phone and social media. He sent me, so you have to hear me. He said, young adults and teenagers spend 19 hours a day on social media. That is almost 80% of their lives. You will agree with me that is imprisonment. Sir, understand, sir. You know what they call this thing? They call it a cell phone. Cell phone. Cell. Phone. The glass, they've covered your destiny. So 80% of your life, they put you inside prison. And what is the prison called? Cell. I'm not insulting you. Cell phone. Have you noticed? You are so imprisoned with it that you can't do it. You can't just look away from it. Immediately you step out of the church right now. The first thing you will touch in your bag, the first thing you touch in your car is your what? Your cell phone. He sent me home. Distraction. The devil is not the distraction. I'm going to prove to you. These are images of the end time. And the idea is to worship. Some men will carry the mark and they don't know. Now say, I don't know. See, look at you. Look at you. You came into Ecclesia some few years ago. We're on fire. See, this is where I've been looking for. Fire. Okay, let me ask you. You yourself, you know, the fire has not dropped. You have dropped. Now you're careless. Stupid, gigantic human being you are. Because you find yourself distracted into things that are not necessary again. See the devil. He brought you to Facebook. Brought you to Twitter. See, I'm not against it. Don't forget I said it was actually meant for your blessing. But it has become a bondage and a burden. He brought into WeChat. Brought into WhatsApp. Now it's MacBook. Gradually, your life has so much become social media. To the point that even people, believers that should love God and stay in fellowship, they prefer to watch online. It's a trap. A trap. You know that you actually ought to be in fellowship. The Bible said, Hebrews chapter 10 verse 25, don't forsake, as some of them did. Say, no, it's better. Say, I don't want you. You are distracted already. You're watching online. And you know that you can be in God's presence. What was meant for your blessing has become a bondage controlling your destiny. There's some things that alarm me. I'm going to say next. He said 210 million people suffer from social media addiction. And he said that is worse than drug addiction. The addiction is so strong that something is itching your hand. You want to press your phone now. And you know what the devil has done? The devil has made it much more interesting. Mama, see, your Bible is in your phone. Huh? So, shall we check? Exodus chapter something, Victor. And then, well, check it. As you're checking again, I'm in service. See the background. See the brother. See me. And many people have not known themselves. They've known selfie more than themselves. May you know. See, you get to a point whereby you know selfie of yourself, but you don't know yourself. What nonsense. And it pains my heart that people copy nonsense things. Someone started it. Do you understand? That's what you see. I'm a corrective fluid. Someone started it, and everybody's following. Can't you not think that your own life must be different? Now everybody's on Facebook. You're on Facebook. Get me! I'm not saying anything against Facebook. It's important. Ecclesiastes on Facebook. We have thousands of followers on Facebook. But if it becomes a body, it's a concern. That's what I'm saying. Can I continue, sir? Are you angry with me? The church is free, sir. The door is open. Just go from here. Is this one open? Yes, it's open. Just be going if you're angry. Can I continue? Thank you. 50% who spend, now this is terrible. 50% who spend 5 hours on social media every day. And you know you spend more than 5 hours. Addition, let's be adding everything. Chaka, choco, chaka, choco, chaka, choco. Now they said, oh, so don't trouble me. You will know when I said, by the extra I say and the scriptures I quote. 50% who spend 5 hours on social media every day are more likely to suffer depression through the night, all nights. I'm not happy. I'm depressed. Tell me any big gift. Go and check what you're watching. Go and check what you saw. Stupid news. Nonsense. Because understand, sir, have you noticed now? What now wakes you up is your social media alert. True or false? You didn't plan to wake up. Bang. Not your alarm, oh. Tangang. At 3 a.m. You. 3 a.m. When you. Is it your God you're praying to? Or demons? 3 a.m. Tang. But if they say there's a 3 a.m. prayer. For where? God knows we're tired. God knows. Friends, take it raw, swallow it all. They said, over 70% of workers, that is employees, spend more time on their phone than on their jobs. True or false?
True.
You see, the more addicted you are to phone, the more you become less productive. And that's why you see great organization, Noble, Victor, Oil, great organization, Shelly, Alloy. What happens? No phone. Do you understand, Agnes? No phone. No phone, my brother. Sir, that's what we're going to. Now that I've resumed, no phone. Did you hear what I said, sir? So anybody that wants to resign after WAP, we'll enjoy on Tuesday, eat. After that, all of us will come back to our senses. No phone. If I see phone, they're gone. So do you understand? 70%. And then when it is time to pray, even inside prayer.
So those great 10 guys, go and buy a Bible, hard copy, original copy, authorized, parallel Bible. Sir, we must get it right. It is a takeover generation to answer for these little beautiful children I'm seeing here. We must get it right. In the days of Uncle Patrick, Uncle Akpa, my brother, there was no social media. So they were all serious. Now as our generation, social media, carelessness. Even husband will be talking to wife, is on social media. Are you angry? Let me show you the dangers. What it does, it said, social media. No, not they said. I'm beginning to say my own now. Social media keeps people away. No time with people. You are with people, but you are still on the phone. Indicating you are telling them, you are not that important to me. Oh, I am more superior to you. You are with people. You are talking to someone and you are sitting on the phone with another person. Someone is around you and you are still chatting to another person. I mean, you are stupid. Oh. How can you be talking to me here physically? You are inferior. I don't have your time. Keeps people away. Two, danger. Social media keeps God away. This distraction keeps God away. Because you can only get God most of the time. In your time of salientness, in your time of solemnity, in your time of silence and solitude, keeps God away. I heard in that web, danger, he said, it inflicts a disease called attention deficiency disorder, ADD. And I heard, SAD, SADD, spiritual deficiency disorder. Because suddenly now, even in church, your spiritual concentration is very low. Some of us must live here on a fast of phone and social media. I mean, sir. Before that thing came, you were doing business. So don't tell me trash. Before that thing came, you were taking care of many things. Don't tell me trash. What if you live in, you're an Eskimite, and that's Eskimo. What will you do? What will you do? You know, nowadays, it is very easy to pose than to pray. But to pray is very difficult. It is quite easier to Snapchat or chat than to counsel or evangelize or encourage someone who needs attention and love. It is easier to Facebook than to put your face in the book of life to read. See the danger? They call it emoji. It's a mystery. I don't want to say something. When you grow, I'll say it. Emoji. Emotion. Emoji. It has begun to substitute your emotions. So suddenly you are not sensitive again. You that used to cry before God in worship, you don't cry again. Because even when someone chats you and said, I'm sick, what do you send? You just send emoji. That I'm praying for you. You're a liar. You didn't pray. You just said an emoji. You're crying. You're a liar. You didn't cry. Victoria, I don't know what he's doing. He's killing your emotions, killing your life, killing your spirit. So as a man of God now, someone is sick, you don't feel anything. Emoji to buy it.
Don't get me wrong. I'm not saying social media is bad, but it has become a weapon of mass destruction. As you can hear phone now, can you see? I mean, the Lord will always confirm. It's a confirmation. You think I came into ministry because I'm looking for who to be talking to? It will always confirm with signs and wonders. So do you understand? People cannot switch off their phone in service. Are you getting me, sirs? They cannot switch off their phone. They just can't. Are you getting me, brother? They can't. I say it's our generation. You are not involved. Shut up. You know what social media has done for us? Many of us will get to heaven and will discover that prayerlessness is not because of the devil. It was because of social media. Look at you now. You can't pray again. But unconsciously, you dabble into YouTube. You won't know when you finish watching series 1, series 2, series 3 on YouTube. And you say, the Lord is good. Saturday night to enter Sunday morning, you now get to church. Lead brother, why is your message always long? How dumb thou art. How dumb thou art. Danger again, sir. Matthew chapter 12, verse 36. The Bible said, every idle word you will give judgment of. Emoji. Idle words. Responding to nonsense trend on Facebook. And you begin to respond, idle words, you will be judged. Ah, you will cry. Begin to make ungodly, untrue comments on Facebook. You'll be judged. Every I do, I'm not the one that says so. Jesus said so. You and I are left with a choice. Eternity or entertainment. You and I are left with a choice. Screen or seed. It's a choice. It's so painful. Jesus Christ was speaking. And you see, nobody talks like him. That's why he sent me to preach the gospel of the kingdom. It's the gospel of Christ. Nobody talks like him. Jesus Christ was preaching. You didn't understand. He talked about the sower who sowed the seed. 75% of it was because of destruction. 75% was lost by destruction. Only 25 got to the good land. And even in the midst of 25, what happened? There were still variations. Roadside, stony ground, destruction. And you can't see that we have suddenly entered a trap. Perversion of this 21st century. Danger! It is possible to be light and be alone. Someone likes on social media, but hell in life. Like, and then you immediately check the person's likes. Oh, this guy is trending. He's trending. But in his life, hell. He's light, but he's lonely. It is possible to have delusion of companionship without the demand of relationship. That is with people online. Live shows, series, real shows. What's that family now? You know them now. Also, you don't know. I know you. I know the people God sent me to. I speak for a generation I was sent. It's time, sir, you make a choice. I'm leaving with a choice to make. And this should be clear so that tomorrow night, man, we're ready. Are you getting me, sir? Fullness, you know. You know, we saw four, and you like those four, and everything is looking nice. Now I'm giving you tough ones, distractions. Tomorrow morning, early will I see D, 8 o'clock. Discouragement as the next one. At that time, you just beat yourself that, eh, I won't be discouraged again. They'll say, what's happening to me? I'm auto-courageous. Just be good. He sent me. I didn't send myself. He was asking, choose, make a choice. Whether the God of your fathers or this God. Make a choice. Choose life. Or you may live. Make a choice. Destruction is a choice, so that's what I'm telling you. Are you getting me, sir? It's a choice. It's a choice to make. You know, men of God, you see, I thank God for you. Tomorrow I'm going to be very hard on you. Very hard. Very hard. Very hard. You just, don't worry, don't let me tell them. We said, talk to one. Leave it. And you're expecting power. Which power? They will keep giving you paper to read as a message. That's nothing to wish. Nothing again. John chapter 12, verse 43. John 12, 43. He said, for they love the praise of men more than the praise of God. That's what we're going to. People love people giving them names and glory. Nice guy. I love this guy. I'm just showing you some secrets of depressions. And some secrets of suicide. After all the love and all the likes. You just hear he committed suicide. Because there's hell in his life. How can you tell me because someone is smiling on social media, it means that the person is fulfilled? What a lie. Any dummy can see anything on social media now. What a lie. Friends, we're at a crossroad. Is that how you follow the culture of the people of the world or the life of Christ? Is that how you stand for your life or stand out of life? Out. When I said, I need to stand out, stand of life. Is that how you seek God's approval or men's encomium? What a song. Awesome, thank you. Take up your cross. Daily follow. Simply devoted. Simply devoted. Simply devoted. I lose my life to follow you. The life that I live is not mine that live. I that live. What if God tells you, don't use phone? What will you do? It was the beginning of last year. And I said to one of my beloved, I said, I don't want to use phone again. I said, because I want to have more time for God. And I knew, truly, it's not possible because I have to talk to those people. And it just based on assignment. There's no careless person's number on my phone. It's all assignment. None of you here now, that's my line. Only those on assignment with me. Sir, be sincere, don't lie. What did I tell you 3-4 days ago before WAP started that I'm going to do? Now, I have some people on a particular line that is sacred. What did I tell you? I'm going to delete them. And their workforce, so I'm going to delete them. So if I'm going to talk to anybody, I'll talk to only one person. You are mad, though. It's ancient word. Not modern word. Changing me and changing you. I've come with open heart. Let the ancient word impart. Not modern word. It doesn't impart. Modern word doesn't impart. I won't say this. It's not necessary. I've said it already, but I'll just leave it to trouble you. It's a contention of image expression. It's a contention of image. Now, do you know, I'm not going to show the scripture because I don't want to go there. Because I'll go there, I'll go back to worship. And if I go to worship, I want to come out because I want to print volume 7. It's a contention of image expression. Remember who you are. You are made in His image. Who was Jesus? Expression of God's image. What did the Bible say about the beast? That it will contend about an image so that people can worship. And scripture says they will carry mark. They will carry mark. People just think that they will just suddenly you just say 666 on your body. Be joking. I leave it. Don't worry. I speak prophetically. My joy is that is anywhere. So in the future, many years. He said so. The same way Kenneth Hagin spoke those times, they didn't catch. Now they are catching. I speak prophetically. It's a huge contention. As I gradually rest my case tonight, I'm going to charge you. Don't be distracted. Don't be like Peter. Matthew 14, 25 to verse 31. Who started walking on water, but he was distracted and started sinking. I beg you, my brother, my sister, don't be like that young prophet in 1 Kings chapter 13, who started his destiny strong and well, following God's instruction. And suddenly he listened to the instruction of the old prophet. The old prophet, who was not even in line of destiny, understood that if you are distracted, you are gone. He followed the counsel of that old prophet. He died by it. At the end of the day, the prophet said, why didn't he follow God? If God told him to do this thing, why did he listen to me? See, brother and sister, those people that you want to take their counsel, when you crash, they will say you should have listened to God. And we didn't know it was God. We didn't know it was God. Because they don't hear God. They don't hear God. And I hear someone say, the Bible is our standard. The Bible is our standard. And I ask you, how was the Bible written? The Bible was written by the inspiration of God to men. So, men of the old, there are men of the present. It's inspiring men. And like I said yesterday, suddenly, all the words He has spoken to you, very soon they become a Bible for others to read. Parable. You know, I'm becoming wise. One of those times, I spent a day praying a prayer. You can't believe the prayer. Do you want to know the prayer? Lord, give me the wisdom of Padeboy. I don't want His gentleness. It's the wisdom. Because me, I must move. I was called to move. But the wisdom, we just talk wisdom. And he has stories. I don't have stories yet. I'm believing God for stories. Please, that's a prayer point for the first time. Have you heard my prayer point? You can write it now. The wisdom of stories. Lord, give him stories. In 1974. I was soon. Because it will be stories. Because there will be no glory without stories. Stay on course, my brothers. There's a generation that is waiting for us, brethren. Stay on course. There are many more statistics that are wowing here that I don't want to trouble you about. So you can just go home. But stay on course. 2 Timothy chapter 4, verse 7. Passion. Paul said, I have run the race. I've finished my course. There's a course. King James said, but passion now said, I have fought an excellent fight. I have finished. Look up, sir. Look up. Secretaries. Look first. Read. Want to go from the beginning. Go. I have finished my full course. Ladies and gentlemen. Full course. Life is a school. So we can appreciate this illustration. that when you get into the higher institution, you come into to study a particular course. And that course has courses. I'm not saying curse. Has courses that you have to write. There are some that are major. There are some that are minor. But just a scenario. A student and undergraduate of law suddenly began to take the courses of fine arts alone. Will he graduate? Maybe that's not good enough. You didn't appreciate what I'm saying. A student of medical sciences suddenly found himself dabbling into civil engineering courses. Can you imagine the kind of medical doctor? He will become a mechanical doctor. Paul said, I have finished my full course. Meaning when you check the itinerary, all the courses I went through, I ticked through, there was no carryover. Same cross. The worst thing that can happen to you is to enroll for irrelevant courses. And then you now said you got A in Yoruba, but you have to study accounting. And you got F in accounting. They say you have to take over a nation. They say, nah, you have not taken over social media. They are clapping for you. Say, yeah, that guy is popular. That, if you see things, the things he's posting on social media, he's good. I'm not against social media. But you know, if truly the Spirit of Christ is in you, that you have a major distraction to yourself through the social media. I give you one more scripture. And I'm true. Blessed assurance, Jesus is mine. 1 Corinthians chapter 7 and verse 35. NLT, sir. 1 Corinthians 7, 35. NLT. Friends, I'm not... Look up. Take up that scripture. Take up that scripture. I'm not coming here to place a law or a restriction on you. But I'm begging you, if it's this destiny that you have to take over, this is my brother. He will chat me sometimes for days. I won't respond. True or false? There are not less than 8 of my extended siblings, the same father, not the same mother, I've not spoken to them for the past 3 years. You need to always be around. You can't just be alone. So if God leaves me, God, and you are with me, is it relevant? I'm not bringing restrictions on your life, oh, believe me, sir, because I was not sent to preach messages of bondage. I'm not preaching any gospel to make you addicted to me or loyalty of me. It's of Christ. That's why I always point you back to Christ. Love Christ, don't love church. It's not necessary. Love Christ, don't love a man of God. It's not necessary. Honor a man of God. Don't love a man of God. Love Christ. Let your love be for one person, Christ. I'm not here to put you under bondage. But if the gospel that we preach cannot set you free, then you are not part of us. If the gospel that we preach will not leave you with a decision, a strong decision to make, then I'm not sure. Because, sir, one of our barristers said, this man speaks so futuristically. And I told Goodman, I said, that's the greatest statement of an ecclesian. Because that's the truth. He just got the secret of my assignment.
I'm raising this alarm. You think it has gone viral? It has not. It's going to get viral. That there will be a time you will never do without your phone. You can't do without it. I remember that I had to ban someone. I told him, tell that person not to come to inside service with a phone again. Inside service. He's checking. His followers do the same thing now. They now followed him. They're checking. Abi, can you remember? I said, tell him. I must not see him. Because I'm a prophet. I'm not just a teacher of the word. It's not I'm looking for a message to preach. Prophets are shown the word. Teachers are sent to teach the word. So when you are a prophet teacher, babala, power. So you preach what you are shown. Return that scripture, say, I'm true. When it's time to pray, so I will pray. We may not pray long tonight because we have to go home. I am saying this for your benefit. Not to place restrictions on you. I want you to do whatever will help you serve the Lord best. With as few distractions as possible. I'm begging you. I'm begging. Because, sir, for some of you, I know the glory that lies ahead. I'm not lying to you. God knows. But I can't tell you. Will you find yourself messed up? Nonsense life, nonsense gist, nonsense information, nonsense relationship, nonsense entanglement. This is the word of God, my brothers, my sisters. It's just privilege that I can preach this. It's not that I'm better than you. Rise to your feet. Ancient, whatever true, changing me and changing you. I have come with open arms. Oh, let the ancient world in. Lift up your two hands. Ancient world, ever to change me and changing you. Oh, I have come with open heart. Who let the ancient word for the last time? Ancient word, ever to change in me and change in you. I have come with all. I have come, with all that old ancient world. I have come, with all. Do it for people that are tied to your destiny. For the people that are tied to your destiny. Those are one of the words that struck me to do. If truly you have a conscience, that should strike you. For the people that are tied to your destiny, do it. First of all, go ahead and thank God for this word. No man can receive anything except to be given from above. Thank Him. Go ahead. Go ahead and thank Him, please. Thank Him, please. If you are going to have a better message tomorrow, it will be that we are grateful for this one. Trust me. Trust me. It's not a religious thing we are doing. Please thank Him. Please thank Him. My brother, my sister, please thank Him. Go ahead and thank Him. Go ahead and appreciate Him. Thank Him tonight.
Thank Him tonight and be grateful. Thank Him tonight and be grateful. Thank Him tonight and be grateful. Thank Him and be grateful. Thank Him and thank Him and thank Him. Master, I thank You. I thank You. I thank You. Now, at this point, I don't even know the prayer point to give you. There's some here, but I'm not sure. I don't know. But you know, sir. You know where the shoe is pinching you. You know, my brother. Suddenly, you don't pray again. But you can stay on social media. You that were struggling some few minutes before to finish the prayer of 10 minutes. Suddenly, social media, your phone kept you on strong. It's not the devil. Your prayerlessness is not the devil. It's the weapon of mass destruction you have embraced. Your phone for you is better than your wife. Your phone for you is better than your job. Social media for you is better than your family. You're left with a choice, sir. It's a choice. Because I've made it cool. I'm not saying you should be cool in praying. Because this is a battle for your soul. Uncle Johnson, it's a battle for your soul. Because at this point, I don't know what to say. I don't know the prayer point to give to you. I don't want to just pray a point because it's normal. It's word and power. It's your community to power. But I don't know right now. I don't know. But you know better. Suddenly, you find yourself entangled. You that didn't plan to go into that site, you're in that site. Suddenly, on that site, I don't want to say strong words because of these precious children. It has become an addiction. And so much immorality. And evil vices you find yourself doing to the point that you now have a particular person who satisfies you. I speak prophetically. Lift up your voice and talk to God. You know, it is you. You know it yourself. So stop being left like big boy or big girl. Talk to God. Talk to God and don't be quiet. It's not quiet prayer. It's not silent prayer. Talk to God, bro. You know, God will never contend with any one of us. He will just keep warning you ahead. Drop this. Stay away from that person. Block this person. Don't respond. Don't talk. Talk to God, my beloved. I love you so much. I don't want you to miss out in that glory that is for you. Talk to God, my sister. Because everybody is on Facebook. You think everybody that is on Facebook that their life is right? You think they are happy? It's a lie. And you know your own heart is so fragile. You are so emotional. Any small thing breaks you down and you find yourself in rubbish. You think it's a trend. You want to be among. You want to be social. And you don't know why you are dissipating spiritual fire. Suddenly, the same altar that used to release fire on you, now you are just cold. And just careless. You are looking for one new thing. Talk to God, my brother. Talk to God, my brother. He knows your name. He knows your every thought. He sees the tears that fall. And he hears you when you call. Oh, he knows your name. He knows your every thought. He sees tears that falls, and he hears you when you call. I have a father, he calls me his own. He'll never leave me, no matter where I go. He knows my name. He knows my end. He sees a tear that falls. He hears me when I call. I have a maker. He formed my heart before even time began. My life was in his hands. Oh, he knows my name. He knows my every thought. He sees it is that falls, and he hears me when I call. In Jesus' name. I started by telling you what he said to me yesterday. I must know the price of what you are looking for. When you know the price and you pay the price, then you get what you're looking for. I can only pray that you not be distracted. Sometimes the things that makes me cry is nothing but people that I know that they are to be great, and they took wrong decisions. I've seen few in this place. Terrible decisions. I have a weakness. He knows. When someone says, God said, I can never tell the person, go and check. God said, go. Because I vowed I will not let anybody suffer, in quotes, what that great man made me suffer, in quotes. But now I can tell better that it was true. Because if I had gone to start this assignment 2012, I would have met this woman, the greatest people in my life. Because it was April 2012 I was to start. They saw me December 2012. August 2012, I can't forget, I was to be resident pastor of Faith Tabernacle. After I was to be resident pastor of Goshen. The night before I was to be going to Goshen or anywhere, Mama Bia called me. Oh, Victor, when you get down, see me. Meaning she had known I was coming to Goshen. But 3 a.m., that unusual great man of God said, Victor, shall we go to Port Harcourt? And he said, you are going to Umbaba. Because they are there. Guess what? The executive secretary gave me a letter to Rumoba. So I called Bishop Abu, Dad, I received a letter. And he said, yes, yes. I'm going to Rumoba. I said, yes, that's the place you're going to. In my normal child father behavior and an attitude, God, someone was traveling to America. 5 a.m. that particular day. So it was canceled. So in the afternoon, I just said, since I've packed my load, I'm in my house waiting for marching on that the following day to go. Let me go and greet Dad. Dad, hi. Good evening, sir. Yes, sir. Victor, the man of God. Victor, the man of God. You must take over Port Harcourt. Yes, sir. Yes, Dad. In fact, is room over. They said I'm going to. And I've checked the map. And this is what I've discovered. And this is my first spiritual step. He said, you know what he said to me? Stop that! What's wrong with you? Who said you're going to Rumoba? I said you're going to Umbaba, not Rumoba. I said, sir, Executive Vice President, Executive Secretary said Rumoba. He said, my friend, I didn't want to tell me what lies ahead of your destiny. Umbaba! That's where you're going. In fact, he walked me out of his office. He looked at me there. Leave here. Because he has low threshold for silliness and unsmartness. Leave here. In the heat of the confusion, he picked the landline, he picked his phone, connected everything together, Vice Executive President, Executive Secretary. What is wrong with you? You don't flatter my laws. He's going to Umbaba, not to Rumoba. Statistically, everywhere, Rumoba, far better than Umbaba. So by honor, the great men, Executive Secretary, Executive Vice President Bishop Abiy, felt, Rumoba, this boy has served. Let him go to Rumoba. He's the center of Port Harcourt. The church has more finance, has more attendance. But that eagle-eyed prophet called David Olani Oyedepo. Because I'm his son, I didn't flaunter his instruction. I followed him hard. Impossible task getting done. Breaking records, setting new ones that they've never broken till now. Because I understood the place of loyalty. I'm concerned. Because I'm seeing 1, 2, 3 dearest people to me. They just blow. They just go. They make careless. They didn't even say bye-bye. They make careless statements. Careless decisions. I say, God. Can't you for my sake substitute? I beg you for them. But he said, they've gone. Look away from me. One of them says, stop lamenting. Move ahead. And to him now, all of you are clapping for him. Everybody's happy. I know a consummation ahead. So I will have missed these people if I've gone to Rumoba. The mystery of predestination. He knows your name. He's your maker. Just allow God. You know, on Tuesday, we're going to miss, have a great celebration, the Spirit of Refreshing. Ecclesiastes 3. Over 2 cows have laid their lives. We are ready to eat to stupor. Now, hear me. Hear me. For you, it is celebration. For me, it's joy that I met these 2 people. Because I can imagine, if I didn't meet them, I wouldn't have come out of these 3 years. I'll have been dead and destroyed. So if you fight them, you're fighting God. You can't fight me. If you hate them, you will hate your destiny. If you speak against them, you will go down. This is the first time I'm saying it again outwards. You will go down. You speak it, you hurt them. You call them witch or wizard. You call them names that my God didn't call them. You will be pained. You will suffer crash and crisis. Because these people have lived their life for me. They become slaves and servants just for me. God told me, I born them for you. I made them. They don't have a life. They are sacrificed for you. You now don't like them. I don't like you. You look them anyhow. I hate you. You discard them. You cause them pain because of what you said to them and the way you behave to them. I don't like you. God cannot like you. Whosoever honors me, honors God. I can't lose anyone. I can't lose this woman. I don't care how you feel. The template of my life is clear. The fabric that makes my destiny is different from others. So I can't conform my destiny to everybody's image. I have an image to present to a generation. I presented to you the mystery of destruction, sir. Your destruction is not my destruction. It will never be. It has never been. You know your own. Fight it, sir. Sir, fight it with every strength that you have. Fight it with every energy in you. You are standing here, you're listening to me. If not for these 2, I would have gone. Not wife. Never. It was not wife. It can't be a wife. I would have disappeared. Is it attacks? Is it hell? Hell? Burnt hell. My children would have been fatherless. So what will we be talking about marriage? Marriage for what? At that point. If not for these 2. So for me, 3-year ecclesia is a celebration of those 2. I don't care how you feel. For me. They've said things to them. Bluntly. Insulted, assaulted them. Conspiracy. Called them trash. And at the point of the discouragement sometimes and tears in their eyes, I shake them. Stop that! Get it off! Move ahead! Can't you see glory? Bigger than living faith and dunamis combined. It's not mouth. So be strong. Let's forge ahead. 1 week, God is a majority. Don't need a crowd. For what? To get God's vote. How? Sir, go back tonight and pray. I need you to pray. Because I don't feel an atmosphere for praying right now. So that I won't just make you enter a laborious assignment that does not have profitings. Go back and pray. This is a consumption that will come upon the earth. That has come upon the earth. It's an image that we are already worshipping. Revelation chapter 13 verse 15 said, they will be forced to worship that image. It's an image contention. It's a worship destruction. Lift up your tunes and thank God. Blessed assurance, Jesus is mine. Oh, what a foretaste of glory divine. Heir of salvation, purchase of blood, but now the Spirit washed in His blood. This is my story. This is my song. Praise and my Savior. Honor the Lord. This is my story. This is my song. Praise and my Savior. All day long. Praising my Savior. Praising my Savior. Praising my Savior. All the day long. Somebody praise my Savior with me. Praising my Savior. Praising my Savior. Praising my Savior. All the day long. Children, if you are awake, praise the Lord with me. Praising my Savior. Praising my Savior. Praising my Savior. All the day long. You may be seated. Blessed assurance. Jesus is mine.
Thank you for listening. You can get more of our materials on our website, www.ecclesiachristianembassy.org. Be part of the worship experience at the Ecclesia Embassy, Abu Resettlement, Abuja. Be part of our growing online community with the handle at Ecclesia Embassy. For further inquiries, please call 0803-400-7767 or 0708-671-2410. You are free to pick the audio teachings free of charge and share with your friends. You're blessed.